Hello, I'm still Ben Pinsent, and this is still the Summer Valley FM Film Review. This time, I'll be taking a look at the new horror film from comedian Jordan Peele, Get Out. Chris, a young photographer, is going to see his girlfriend Rose's parents for the weekend. However, Chris has an extra reason to be nervous. Rose is white, and he is black. Undeterred, however, Chris meets Rose's parents, Dean, a neuroscientist, and Missy, a psychologist and hypnotherapist, and things seem to be going quite well. That is, until Chris starts noticing the strange behaviour of the family friends and the black servants. Billed as a social thriller and marketed as a straight-up horror film a la The Stepford Wives, Get Out is a remarkably uncomfortable watch. It also deals with a side of society that isn't much talked about. Liberal racism. This issue is far too complicated to explain in this short radio segment, but just know that by exploring these themes, Get Out provides a unique perspective on American society, one that made me, the white, middle-class British person, consider carefully my attitude toward racism. These themes are helped by particularly fantastic performances. Daniel Kaluuya from Black Mirror and Sicario is entirely believable and incredibly layered for a horror film protagonist. Girls, Alison Williams is wonderful as Rose, and the Armitage family, played by The West Wing's Bradley Whitford, Catherine Keener, and the highly unpleasant Caleb Laudrie-Jones, who is perhaps most recognisable as Banshee from X-Men First Class, provide the most unsettling moments. Thankfully, the film provides some much-needed comic relief in the form of Lil Rel Howery's Rod. Get Out has an extraordinary ear and eye. A horror film relies on its sound design to provide a great deal of tension, and Get Out delivers. That, coupled with a masterful understanding of shot length and composition, I was on the edge of my seat for a great majority of the movie. Get Out is a highly important film for issues of race and racism. However, it is also a remarkably entertaining, intelligent, and thought-provoking film, and I found myself pondering this movie long after it was finished, proving just how effective it was as social commentary and as a horror film. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review with me, Ben Pinsent. And if you have an opinion that you'd like to share about Get Out or any other movie that's currently in cinemas, then drop us a line on our social media, either on Facebook or on Twitter, at Summer Valley FM. And don't forget to join me next week when I'll be looking at more films coming soon to cinemas.